ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It is a massive weekend in the AFLW, where the Kangas have broken the record for the longest winning streak after knocking over the Hawks on Friday night, 24 wins in a row, if you don't mind. And the jockeying for position to pick up a finals berth couldn't be tighter and couldn't be more exciting. Plus, three players are notching up 100 AFLW games. Jasmine Garner did it with North Friday night. Shannon Campbell did it earlier today with the Brisbane Lions. And our next guest will notch up her 100th game later today with the Adelaide Crows.
Hatchard from 35 out, got the distance. It's bending back towards the middle and she's fired up.
That is one of many, many highlights over that 99-game career. Anne Hatchard, welcome to Summer Grandstand.
No, thank you so much for having me on. Very exciting.
Well, you haven't played your 100th yet, but congratulations in advance.
No, thank you very, very much.
And you're sharing the weekend with Jasmine Garner and Shannon Campbell. Do you know Jasmine and Shannon at all?
No, not really, only apart from playing against them. But do you know what? I'm pretty stoked to have my 100th on the same week of Jazzy Garner, because it's one that will be hard to forget. She's an absolute superstar of the competition. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome to be on the same weekend as her.
In fact, a fun fact that I'm sure you're well aware of, you went at pick 87 in the 2016 draft. She went at pick 86.
Well, that's actually crazy. I actually couldn't remember that, so that's bloody incredible.
Yeah. So it is amazing that pick 86 and pick 87 would notch up 100 games on the same weekend. And so many highlights for you, including three flags. Are you able to separate them? Do you have a favourite premiership with the Crows?
Yeah, look, I can't go past the 2019 grand final. Just being in front of 53,000 people at Adelaide Oval was just, something that I can't get out my brain. I get goosebumps every time I think about it. So I think that one really does top it.
It was pretty wild, wasn't it? And just seeing those stands just slowly fill up. As those stands were filling up, did you have a sense of that happening while you were down in the rooms, or was it only when you ran out onto the ground that you realised how big it was?
Yeah, it wasn't until, we ran out for the second time. I think that first warm-up, we were out there, there was probably about 20,000 people, and I was like, wow, that's incredible, and I would have been happy with that. But to run out that second time and have the whole stadium filled, I think we're all in awe, and we all just took it in. It was, absolutely incredible.
It was pretty wild, and it broke a number of records for attendances at women's sport in general, not just AFLW. And four All-Australians, three best and fairest. Can you identify a season where individually you think it was your best season?
Oh, probably, the 2022 season where we won the grand final. I was lucky enough to, win the best on ground in that grand final. I think, that was one of my, better years. I always look back on that one and I think, if I can play anywhere like I did that year, I'm pretty happy.
Right. And what about, so you got drafted in 2016, so you've been, and you've played 100 games. Now, the game, AFLW has changed a lot over that period. What do you've been there from the start. What do you think those biggest changes are?
Oh, definitely the skill level. I think those first few years, it was a lot of girls from different sports. Like, I grew up playing basketball. There's lots of girls from soccer, all these different backgrounds just coming together and playing. And I guess the game plan was kind of just surge the ball forward for every team in that first year. And seeing these young girls come through now with so much skill and talent, it's just elevated the game to, it's a spectacle to watch now.
Well, you've got your first crop now, haven't you, where they've just played AFL since they were little kids.
Oh, for sure. We've got, India Rashid, her coming straight into our team, and, her skills are incredible. So, these young girls, they're actually quite scary how good they are, and I've, got to watch my back because I might be slipping out the team in the next few years with this talent coming through.
I think you might be all right. Now, you've played 99 games. There is only one teammate you have played all 99 next to, and I'm guessing you know who that is.
Yeah, the GOAT, Ebony Marinoff.
Tell us a bit about your relationship with her. I mean, you guys must be pretty close.
Yeah, she's an absolute competitor, and I guess, that 2019 season where I was injected into the mids and, to have literally played alongside of her, in the midst for so many years. It's been incredible. And just, reflecting back just how far we've come, not just as footballers, but as people. Yeah, it's quite incredible to have those people who you can go along your journey with.
Nice to be able to share it with people along the way. You've had 74 teammates over the journey so far. Can you pick out a favourite or a couple of favourites?
This question's always easy for me. The answer, it's always Sarah Allen. She's been my locker buddy since day dot, and she's been my best friend. So she's, whenever anyone asks this, I'm like, yep, too easy, Sarah Allen.
Okay, they're well answered. And what about the best couple of players you've played with?
Oh, definitely Erin Phillips. Absolute, huge player in the competition. She's just been amazing, and she was my idol growing up as a basketballer, and to be able to take the field with her has just been incredible. She's just such an incredible athlete and person and leader. So I've learned a lot from her.
And it might be the same answer to this question actually, but I wanted to ask you about mentors and the positive influences across your career.
So definitely Erin was one of those big ones as a player, but Phil Harper, he's been an incredible mentor for me. You know, there's been a lot of roller coaster times for me, and he's always just been that person I can go to, and he's always completely honest and will just tell me how it is. So he's someone who I kind of look to as like a father figure, so he's been awesome for me.
And you mentioned basketball a bit earlier, so where did you get to in basketball before you made the decision to focus on footy?
Yeah, so I was actually with the Adelaide Lightning team in the year I got drafted, and the two sports actually became too much and I had to pick one. And I guess, I was liking footy a bit more at the time, which was, just crazy because I'd only played for 2 years and picked footy. And, looking back, I have absolutely no regrets. I've had, such an awesome career through my football so far.
And even it amazes me every time I think about it, what Erin Phillips achieved in both sports. It's just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's insane. You know, she's played for Australia for basketball, and then still to be able to come in as a mature age rookie in the AFLW and just, completely take the comp by storm. She's just an incredible, player and human.
Yeah, she was dominant in those first few seasons. There's no doubt about that. And what does the future hold for you? What are your goals? Well, we know what your goals are going to be for the rest of this season with just one game left and then finals, all going well. But beyond this season?
Yeah, I guess next year is a really exciting year for me. My wife's actually pregnant at the moment and our baby, is due in Feb. So it's going to be, life's going to look a whole lot different for me. And I'm, really excited to start that journey with, the love of my life.
Oh, that's very, very exciting. Trust me, though, in the first year, there'll be plenty of times where you'll be happy to say, I have to go to training now.
Yeah, for sure.
So nice to still have the footy going at the same time. But that is very exciting, and we wish you all the best for that. And we wish you all the best for your 100th game later today. Congratulations on what so far has been a stellar career, and hopefully we see you playing finals this season. Anne Hatchard, thanks for joining us on Summer Grandstand.
No, thank you so much for having me.